This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Europe's drug regulator said Tuesday they found a possible link between Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine and rare blood clotting issues in adults who had received the shot in the United States. And they reiterated the benefits from the vaccine outweigh the risks. The European Medicines Agency said its safety committee concluded that a warning about unusual blood clots with low blood platelets should be added to the vaccine's labels. Switzerland's drug regulator is still awaiting data needed to consider whether to approve AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, a Swiss medic official said Tuesday. Meanwhile, Swedes under 65 years old, vaccinated with one shot of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, will be given a different vaccine for the second dose, according to the Swedish Health Agency. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador received the AstraZeneca vaccine against COVID-19 at his regular daily news conference Tuesday. The 67-year-old, who had contracted the coronavirus in January, said he wanted to encourage all older adults to also get vaccinated. A top military commander says Chadian President Idriss Deby is dead after more than three decades in power. The stunning announcement on national television and radio came just hours after election officials had declared him the winner of the April 11th vote, paving the way for him to stay in power for six more years. He was on the front line against rebels in the north. Deby's son was named interim president by a transitional council of military officers. He was one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, surviving numerous coup attempts and rebellions. His death is a blow to former colonial power France, which has based as its Sahel counterterrorism in Chad. This is VOA News. Alexei Navalny's doctors were again denied access Tuesday to the jailed Kremlin critic, despite growing concern over the hunger-striking Russian opposition figure's failing health. President Vladimir Putin's most outspoken opponent launched a hunger strike March 31st, demanding proper medical treatment for a number of ailments. Nearly 3 weeks into the hunger strike, his doctors over the weekend warned Navalny's health was failing so rapidly he could die at any minute. Russia is massing more than 120,000 troops on Ukraine's borders, Ukraine's foreign minister said Tuesday, calling for more Western economic sanctions on Moscow. He also told an online news conference with international media, quote, "This does not mean they will stop building up their forces at that number," end quote. A U.S. jury resumes deliberations Tuesday in the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin. Chauvin, who is white, is accused of killing George Floyd, who was black, in one of the country's highest profile cases in recent years. After hearing closing arguments Monday, the group of 12 jurors met for 4 hours as they began the process of working toward a verdict. During Monday's final arguments, a prosecutor accused Chauvin of killing Floyd by kneeling on his neck for more than 9 minutes. A defense attorney contended Floyd died partly from drug use and that Chauvin was following his police training in the way he arrested Floyd last May in the Midwest U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The White House says it's working with state and local leaders nationwide on keeping the peace after the verdict is delivered. Russia's space agency said Tuesday it hoped to launch its own orbital station in 2025 as Moscow considers withdrawing from the International Space Station program to go it alone. The Roscosmos chief said work had begun on the fifth module of a new station after officials warned that Russia was considering pulling out of the ISS, one of the few successful examples of cooperation with the West. The announcement came with tensions soaring over espionage claims, a Russian troop buildup along Ukraine's borders, and the deteriorating health of President Vladimir Putin's imprisoned critic Alexei Navalny. A sweeping fire on South Africa's iconic Table Mountain was almost fully contained Tuesday, officials said. It choked Cape Town with smoke and destroyed several historic sites, including a university library. High winds had strengthened the blaze that was first spotted Sunday, but calmer weather conditions Tuesday allowed for fire crews to ramp up their aerial attack, according to a spokesperson for South Africa National Parks. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.